I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Joining us now to talk about that and so much more regarding the NFL, Ross Tucker, our Radio.com Sports NFL insider, joining us. Ross, how you doing, buddy?
Bill, I am fantastic. Always good to talk with you. And I'll tell you this right now. I know Brady said that he knew before last season there was a pretty good chance, which is why he made it a one-year deal, which is why he got the no franchise tag provision. But he really knew it, and it went into motion the year before. He asked him for more money, Bill, and they came back with $5 million in incentives.
Right.
And he ended up not getting any of those incentives. And just think about that for a second. At that point, he had won them 5 Super Bowls and had taken, depending on who you talk to, I don't know, $70 to $100 million less than he probably could have gotten. Some people think it's a little bit lower, but whatever. And so he says, you know what? I'm okay with not making $35 million like Russell Wilson, Aaron Rodgers, and these guys. But I'm only at 20. You know, like, can you close the gap a little bit? Like, this is a little bit too much. And they said, how about we'll do this for you, Tom? We'll give you $5 million in incentives. I mean, Bill, tell me that's not the most insulting thing you've ever heard in your life. The guy's won you 5 Super Bowls and has taken so much less money. He asked for $5 million more, and you won't even give it to him. You'll make him have to get it in incentives, and he doesn't get it. I mean, I tell you what, he's handled the whole thing a lot better than I would have. I would have handled that a lot differently.
Yeah, we now know that, you know, who was pulling the purse strings at the time. I mean, had Robert Kraft, had Bill Belichick said, let's do the deal, Robert Kraft would have done the deal. But Robert Kraft went by Bill Belichick, who said, well, he's getting old. I don't want to deal with an old quarterback and overpay him to get there, so I'm not going to give him the money. And so we know Bill Belichick, look, for everything that he did for Tom Brady, everything that he did for that system, I get it. But basically it was Bill Belichick saying, you're not getting the money. We're not going to pay you the extra money unless, of course, we win a championship. And then, oh, by the way, you can have the money. And I agree with you. I think it's ridiculous. But that's Bill being Bill, right?
That's how he is. It's how he always will be. I think people thought he might not be quite to that extent with Brady, but he is. You know, I thought Robert Kraft would be able to figure out a way to have Brady end his career there, but he didn't want to step on Belichick's toes. I think he realized Brady wanted to leave. And so, I mean, the reality is Brady didn't really want to leave. It was the built-up disrespect and insults that he won't come out and say it. I'll say it for him. Over the last couple of years, the lack of respect that just made it so that he just was ready to go. He just knew it was time. He had seen it happen with everybody else. So he knew that it would happen to him someday.
I understand Bill Belichick and the way he does things and methodology-wise and philosophically why he does the things that he does. And so it doesn't shock me. But you're still talking about the greatest of all time, or at least one of the top three. Why do you think Bill Belichick was so stubborn in doing what he did?
I think he loves coaching, and I think he wants to do it for the long haul, and I think part of him wants to prove he can have success without Brady, and so he was not willing to put the Patriots in a bad position, really, in 2021. I think 2020 he probably would have been fine with, but I think he knew that Brady had this insatiable appetite to keep playing, and that this was going to eventually happen. Like, you know, Brady's talking about 45 and saying he wants to play. I think he just realized that they would get to this point where Brady wanted more than he thought he was worth or willing to give at that point. And I think he felt like, okay, I'm ready. I've got this plan. We'll see how this young kid does. If he doesn't do well, it's kind of a reset year for us with Brady's dead money. And, you know, I'll prove what I can do in 2020, but then 2021 and later, hopefully we'll be in business again.
I look at this, and I agree with you, by the way. I think that Bill Belichick believes that it is as much, if not more, about schematics and game planning as it is about the talent that you have. Do you think that him basically being forced to get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo when he wanted to keep Jimmy Garoppolo, do you think that had anything to do with this?
I think it probably did. I think it had something to do with this in the sense that Kraft knew he couldn't get involved again. You know, I think Kraft knew, I can't do that again. I can't go ahead and say yet again, force Belichick's hand. Because what if Belichick says, hey, I'm not doing that this time, Robert. It's you or me. I mean, it's Brady or me. And I don't think Kraft wanted to get to that point. And I think Kraft, as much as he loves Brady, sees, you know, the next 10 years and wants to have Belichick as his coach as long as he can. And no matter how long Brady ends up able to play somehow, it's not going to be as long as Belichick's able to coach.
Right. And that's the point, is that you got maybe a couple of years of Brady, but Belichick can go another 5, hell, 10 years if he continues to win and continues to just outthink everybody. So that I completely agree with. I do want to kind of focus. By the way, we're talking with our buddy Ross Tucker for our Radio.com Sports NFL Insider, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And all of our insiders are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great flavors. I wanted to ask you about the Packers offseason. I wanted to kind of delve into that a little bit. They pick up Kirksey. They pick up Ricky Wagner. They've obviously picked up a new wide receiver, a wide receiver, Funchess. So the question is, are they better, worse, or about the same?
So I like the moves they've made. If you're looking at it, Bill, with like a 3 to 4 year time horizon, right? Because letting Martinez and Bulaga go, where you sign Kirksey and Ricky Wagner, they're going to pick up a couple of real good compensatory picks in 2021. So Gutekunst knows what he's doing. He's smart. I like that. I like what he's done so far. But I think it's hard to argue they're better for this year. I think it's hard to say Wagner's better than Bulaga, or that, you know, Kirksey might be better than Martinez, but it depends a lot on his health. We've seen what happens there. I don't know that they've really gotten that much better with Funchess. He's kind of an unknown. You know, maybe they'll end up being okay at tight end, but I don't think you can say they're better at tight end right now than they were last year. So if you're just looking at it 2020, I think they're probably a little bit worse. I think if you're looking at it like, hey, maybe Aaron has 3 or 4 more years, and Gutekunst might have just injected a couple third-round picks into next year's, or a third- and fourth-round pick into the 2021 draft, and, you know, get some more young guys in there to help keep this thing rolling that might be able to help in 2021, 2022, 2023, then I think they are better over the long haul.
The biggest question for a Packers fan is, your window is only yay big. And we've seen a couple of quarterbacks, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, after the age of 40, win championships. Until you know, really, John Elway did it. There wasn't quarterbacks winning championships after the age of 30. So you know your window is close to closing. So as far as the here and the now, you know, Ross, you know, I agree with you. They may be better in a couple of years, but I don't think you can waste a couple of years kind of waiting to get better. You know what I mean? I think a lot of people are salivating right now to be better right here, right now, because they have to be, because that window is only open for so long.
Yep, I am with you on that, Bill. And that's how I felt, frankly, about the Patriots and Tom Brady a bunch of times. When he was 35, when he was 37. But you know what? They kept making moves, and he kept finding a way to be able to play well and keep playing. And those moves that seemed like they were long-term and seemed like they weren't in the best interest of Brady, at least, ended up paying off.
Do you think that that you can get another wide receiver in the draft and maybe another linebacker in the draft, and suddenly you are an impactful team, because they need somebody still? Even Funchess, I don't think he's necessarily the opposite Devontae Adams. You need another weapon, and they've got a decent run game, but do you think that you can just say, we're going to get a rookie who's going to be a first round or a second round guy, he's going to be impactful, and then all of a sudden you're looking at a team that was close last year, but still, to me, up front defensively, they need a little bit of help. They need some more beef alongside Kenny Clark. We talked about that at Super Bowl. But they need to get better in a couple of different facets. I don't know if the draft can deliver 3 to 4 positions in the draft that are going to make you impactfully better right here, right now, than what you saw in that NFC Championship game.
Yeah, I mean, I think that they're counting on a second year in the scheme for Matt LaFleur offensively to be better on the offensive side of the ball. And then I think that they also know that it's a really deep class of receivers. So they are going to be able to get, you know, a really good receiver in this draft, whether it's first round, second round. They might even be able to get one in the 3rd or 4th round, Bill. I mean, it's that deep of a draft where you can get a guy that normally would be a first-round pick, you get him in the 2nd. Normally would be a second-round pick, you get him in the 3rd or the 4th. I mean, you're able to get guys like that. And so I think they think they'll get somebody there. And then you also have a deal where you've got, you know, Jay Sternberger, who I think they're really excited about at the tight end position.
Right. No, I completely agree on that. Ross, it's always a pleasure. Hopefully Sternberger does progress. They get themselves an additional weapon in, and we're talking about it all over again. Hey, we'll touch base all throughout the offseason, pal. I appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes, okay?
Absolutely. Take care, Bill.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. That's our buddy Ross Tucker, our NFL insider, brought to you by the Radio.com group. And our calls, by the way, our insider calls are brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in 2 great tropical flavors. You can also go listen to Ross on the You Better You Bet every Monday and Thursday. Search Bet on Radio.com app. You can tune in live, or you can search Bet whenever and wherever you find your favorite podcast, and you can listen to them there, download it as well, and take a listen to all that they do. Really, really good stuff. And Ross Tucker, I just love talking to all the time. He's just such a pleasure to get a hold of.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.